Blog Talk Radio.
Keep your life family locked in. ATL, we locked in. New York City, we locked in. Tokyo, we locked in. Japan, we locked in. ATL, we locked in. Baltimore, we locked in. Chicago, we locked in. Peace and light to everybody out there, family. How y'all doing tonight? Here we are, back at it. January the 29th, 2018. The day we'll never see again, family. Welcome to the Vain Verdict. Here to get a gang service. I ain't saying they're perfect, but will it cause change? Will this truth gonna make all the pain worth it, y'all? Peace and light. How we doing out there? You know what I want you to do? I want you to stand up and get yourself a ride of the prize, man. Thank you for being you, for being who you are, for being great. Give yourself another round of applause, man. That's what it is, family. Here we are. 29 days into the new year. How you doing on your resolution so far? I bet you ain't lost no damn weight, hey. You toned up yet? How you been doing on your quitting your habit? You done went back to the alcohol? You went back to the beer? How about you went back to your cigarettes and your weed and any other vices you had? Went into the new year with? I know it's hard, man. I know it's hard. You got to stick with it, family. Mind over everything, you know? It's mind elevation. That's what it's about. Not being consumed by, you know, the temptations of the world, you know, and those things that, you know, make us want to, you know, indulge in all these bad things, bad for the body, and, you know, bad for our productivity. You understand? Another day other than that, man. See what we got went on out here today. Grammy Awards was last night. Yeah, fucking Grammy Awards. A piece of light, Mother Six. You in the bed? How you feeling, bro?
Oh, feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Here we are, man. It's gone. January the 29th, the aftermath after the Grammys. And exactly what I thought was going to happen, everybody going viral about talking about it, bro. Your boy Jay-Z, man, 8 nominations and then walk with 1 for the 444 album.
Mm-hmm. It's hard when you tell the truth, ain't it?
Let me tell y'all something, man, especially somebody like Jay, right? Nigga, you don't go against the crap game. Let me tell you why, what Jay should have did, the Story of OJ should have never been a single. In my opinion. That song, Story of OJ, he should have never made that a single and did what he did, you know, in regard to that album, man. Interviews, he's talking about, man, you talking about a lot of black empowerment, man. Somebody of your stature, and you can't do nothing like that and expect to be rewarded by those, you know what I mean, the same people, you know what I mean? That supposedly that you acknowledge it, you know what I mean, the oppression for us coming from as a man. You don't do that shit and think you're finna get awarded. Even though you know what I'm saying, they had that shit in his face. And they got down and gave it to my... Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know personally how he feel, but if I would have did an album like that, I wouldn't expect to be rewarded.
Fact.
Hey. I got my stuff out there. Now what y'all gonna
exactly.
do? So I'm not saying. Worried about. And then we talking about the. I'm sorry. In my opinion, it's like the damn BET Awards. Don't mean shit.
But no. I can. Well, here's the thing. Right now, the BET Awards. Now that's technically supposed to be our shit, right? The black people, right? The black show. Now all the motherfuckers that didn't win last night, like. The new girl, SZA, she was nominated for Best New Artist, you know, up against Lil Uzi Vert and a white girl named Alyssa Carr, who actually won the award. Now the funny thing about Alyssa Carr, why everybody it's going viral on Black Twitter, but not all around social media, because Alyssa Carr, it was a snub for them all together. They weren't finna get that shit to that old ratchet ass black girl, Silla, you know what I'm saying? Cause, and who technically should have deserved that award on New Artist, my opinion, how the work she put in this year. But see, the white girl, Alyssa Carr, they gave it to her because, and the fucked up part, her album actually debuted in 2015. She was nominated at the Grammys 3 years ago for Best New Artist. So how the hell is she even still in the category? And she won. And she just happened to be, you know, other than Rihanna winning for the duet, she just happened to be the only woman that won last night. But the show was about women empowerment and all of that.
Yeah. You know what? My whole thing is, like, I don't look at music black or white, because music is supposed to be universal.
Fact.
Now, that's the music side. Now, on the business side, okay, yeah, granted, you got your black and white. There it is. But music is supposed to be universal. It's supposed to be able to reach out to no matter what color you are, what race you are. Hell, it's music. It's supposed to touch your soul. But, you know, it always don't go the way you plan it. Especially when that is not happening the way that it's supposed to go.
But, you know, other than that, but, yeah.
You got to make money. That's the way of the world. If you don't make money, hey, look, whatever. Tell it to somebody else.
Yeah. And then other than that, also another moment from last night that was going viral. Your boy. You know, Blue Ivy, a moment. There was a moment where a young girl, I think Camilla something, I can't think of her last name, but she was giving a speech, you know, on stage, and, you know, everybody was applauding, and Blue Ivy kind of, you know, were pulling Jay and B hands down, telling them, like, to stop clapping and so to speak. It was just an awesome, you know, moment.
So he did a Kanye.
Well, she blew out of it, the little girl. She did it to J&B. Like, you know, Manny told them to stop clapping.
Yeah, so she did a Kanye.
So to speak, yeah. She stole the show for a moment.
Yeah.
Cause it, you know what? I get what you're saying. That's totally right, because it negated everything the girl said in her speech. Nobody remember what she said anymore, because they happened to pan the camera to JB and Blue at that moment. And right at that moment, they were clapping and she was pulling both of their hands out. She did pull B hands down first, then she looked on the other side and put J hand down, like, calm down, relax.
Yeah, I've been with you, man.
Everybody was trying to, like, caption, like, you know, what exactly it was her really, like, damn. Was she trying to, you know, make them remain emotionless? We don't clap for the peons. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that, you know.
Yeah.
And shout out to my boy Jay, man. He had the cleanest Tom Ford suit on I don't see in my life, man. One up, man.
Yeah. Shout out to me for introducing Tom Ford to the website back in
That's
the early 2000s.
That's a fact. Hey, you know what? Real shit. Shout out to you, my brother, because you did introduce me to Tom Ford altogether. I'm gonna be honest with you. You did bring Tom Ford to the west side of Atlanta, my nigga. You responsible for that.
Hey, and I didn't have to rap or anything. Hey, I didn't have to rap or anything to do it.
Fact.
Okay, the message behind that was, you can do whatever the hell you want to do. Put your mind to it.
Put your mind to it. It's a
fact. Put your mind to it.
Well, yeah. Performance wise, Kendrick Lamar, he did his thing. That was an awesome ass performance, man. If y'all didn't get a check, You know, you're the thing like me with it, girl. I watched it last night, obviously, because I didn't really have a choice. You know how households work sometimes. Well, other than that, I would just watch highlights, you know what I mean? You know, or certain shit. So I'll go back and check Kendrick's performance out, man. He did a great job. I'm not a fan of Bruno Mars at all, I'm going to be honest with you. And as far as the hate go, it is what it is. You know, it's a preference in music. I'm not a fan of Cardi B either. But I can say this. They had a great performance. It was for what the song was and what the show was. They had an awesome performance. I can say that. So I ain't all the way a hater for me, but it is what it is. Who else?
Hey, you know what? I'm
my
sorry to tell you, but
hey.
What you got to say about Pink?
Oh, Pink's fucking phenomenal as always.
Oh, I was finna say, me and you was finna have to mute.
Mute
the
nah, man.
You know,
I can't say nothing wrong about Pink, man, because he Pink, her consistency is just phenomenal, man. If y'all watch Pink's performance, that's who I'm recommending y'all go watch. Whoever I need to be talking about. A Pink performance, it wasn't an extravagant. She wasn't dressed in no amazing ass shit on stage. Man, the girl had on like a t-shirt and like some khakis, and she sung that song. You couldn't focus on nothing but her voice. And it was fucking priceless, man. So salute to Pink, always been fabulous. Salute to L.A. Reid for introducing Pink to the world.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
DJ Khaled, Rihanna. You know, that was going to be, you know, what it was. It was enough dancers and theatrics on stage. That had to have been an awesome performance. It was exactly like the video.
No matter what you say, and, like, this may be a smart-ass comment, but the show must go on. Because that's all it is the show.
Pretty much. And I'm tripping out why, you know, Chris Brown, I can't remember this bro was nominated at all for shit. I don't even remember seeing it. But see, that's what I'm saying. But see, Chris, he dropped a double album this year, man, with 45 songs. And he supposed to broke all these streaming records and all that shit. Shit, that wasn't enough to be nominated for nothing or some shit.
Nah, you know, he's still in the hot seat.
Yeah, I guess so. As far as that man making all that money, doing all this shit, tearing down the United States.
Yeah.
Well, like when you're cooking, if it ain't ready, drop back in until they're ready. Shout out to Leon. Did we have some difficulties?
Okay, we had some technical difficulties for a minute. We got it situated, though. I apologize, family. We back at it. Let's see. Everybody back at it, family. Okay, we good. Apologize for that. Just move around a bit. But yeah, man, like I was saying, overall, you know what I'm saying, still, man, it was, you know, I guess production wise, it was a great show. It didn't look all Illuminati as this year. I'm going to be honest with you.
Why are you talking about my people like that?
Let's move on then. The cat Logic, man. Logic did a performance. You know, it was a pretty good performance as well, you know. But I got a little bone to pick myself with Logic because I'm not, you know, somebody, you know, picked up. Now, I've been following Jonah Lucas, you know, for a little minute.
Yeah.
You know what Jonah Lucas said? I put you on to him a little while back. And Jonah Lucas has a song called I'm Sorry, where he's dealing with suicide and all of that, right? And this Alpha song. Y'all go check that out. You can go to YouTube, you know, type Jonah Lucas Vivo, or just type I'm sorry, Jonah Lucas, it'll pop up. But y'all check that video out, man. Very influential and inspirational, brother, man. Real talented on his craft. But the Cat Logic, I know Jonah Lucas and Logic had some beef a while back. Well, John Luke was saying Logic was stealing a lot of his material. Now, this white boy was on the fucking Grammys last night, and he did a song that he got, you know, just released or whatever, I guess earlier in the year, you know, where he's talking about suicide. And just like John Luke, the name of the, you know, he titled his album, I mean, the name of the song is a suicide number. Like John Luke titled his album, his old phone number.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look at this blatant shit, man. Like, it just, I think that's real fucked up, man. But we team Jonah Lucas over here, y'all. I can't keep throwing these white boys trying to play motherfuckers. And no, Bruno Mars is not Michael Jackson, goddammit. Fuck wrong with y'all. Tired of little Mexican motherfuckers taking all these soul hits, man, and goddamn. Motherfucker, like, how many times goddamn Drew Hill gonna get back together? Goddamn, they ain't performing at the Grammys yet.
Yeah.
We keep goddamn redoing all our good music, appropriating the culture. I heard that shit somewhere.
Yeah. That shit sounds good, don't it?
Yeah, man. Well, before we move any further, man, the family don't give our special love and support, you know, to Ms. K. Still on the sick and study, and I was able to speak to her earlier. She'll be feeling a little better soon, and she'll be able to make it back. You know, be back up here with us, and we can't wait to get her back in with the family. You know what I mean?
That's right. Cody posted a bun last night.
Yeah.
You don't mess with the vein. I'm trying to tell you. We come see by.
Miss K be coming out of contempt, you know, in a few minutes, y'all. And we're going to get Miss K back here live. And you know, females was a reason. And we always love our child Godiva sister over here at the Vineyard, you know.
Right.
So again, we got Miss K. I know you're listening. You know, we definitely in our prayers. We got you on the sick and shut in list, though. You know. You know how the church do it.
Hey, like I said, we paid our bond last night. You don't fuck with the vein verdict. Try to tell you. We'll pull up in your country.
Yeah,
kind of like
man.
Bush did when he was trying to get that oil. I mean, look to what is the mass destruction.
Oh, what else, man? So, hey, one more gig, man. There's one more bites the dust, y'all. So y'all done heard about now. You living on the rock like a lot of motherfuckers I know. The FBI number 2. He done quit today on Trump ass. Trump been attacking this motherfucker on Twitter and shit for the last couple of months anyway, but this motherfucker walked down effective immediately, man. He decided to step down. This is the number 2 of the FBI. So this investigation on Trump ass is getting mighty, mighty close to the surface, baby.
Oh, yeah.
This whole Russian phone. This shit taking a long ass time, though.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you what. This is why it's going to take a long time. Because I don't care who you are on this planet, you got something that you don't want somebody to know. So if somebody else knows that, well, guess what? You might want to step down before we tell what really happened. Or this magically appears in the news. Hey, we know how that goes.
Yeah.
But when you can be straight across the board and, hey, look, you might run across me, hey, look, I'll be the one to tell you, look, yeah, I'm going to step down, too. I ain't lying about it. I got some stuff I don't want nobody to know about.
Yeah, and then see, and it's mighty funny you say that because also tonight is when he quit this morning. Again, it's the number two of McGabe is his last name. I can't remember his first name right now. Standing in my face. Today also, you know, they voted on the House voted on the floor to release some memos about this investigation that's supposedly supposed to identify some FBI misconduct. So like you said,
really?
Sometimes some shit get out. You see what I'm saying? Motherfucker gonna tell down and shit. It's so much bullshit going on with this administration, man. Everybody following this shit, man.
Hey, but look, you know when you know when you hear that word, that key word, early retirement or stepping down, means the same thing as something got fucked up and we're just gonna leave it at that. We ain't gonna need to talk about it no more.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking on that, hold on. Now I know a lot of people out there want to know what's going on with this. They sitting in here arguing over some tapes. What's up with our tax money? Hell with them tapes.
There.
Where my money?
They, cause see what they've been saying, man, about like his tax cuts, right? They supposed to be cool now, like you know. They, you know, I'm sure you know a lot of you know our listeners. You know, y'all done seen that a lot of companies like AT&T, a lot of these different companies done been getting a lot of these you know bonuses to their staff and employees because of the tax cut. Example, like I was a guy, you know, what I'm saying, was at the airport a couple of days ago, and he was standing out and he was telling me then that you know he works for AT&T. And they gave like 100,000 employees like $3,000, you know, as a, you know, just to send a bonus because of the tax cut. But what he was saying, like you know, what I'm saying, it was good, but it's great now, but in the long run, it's going to end up hurting small business.
Yep.
Small business. I mean, so I don't know, man. I'm slowly getting more into you know these numbers and trying to understand a lot of these taxes. You know, you have to do that when you're in another tax bracket, family.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you something my grandfather told me a long time ago. Everything from your hair to the color of your eyes to the skin to your birth date, everything has a number.
I can tell you. Yeah, I definitely feel that.
That's a good thing to look into, numbers.
That's a fact. But this time, nobody's reason we here, and we're going to get into it in a second. Because we on the tax bracket and talking numbers. It's kind of like why we're here. You see what else happened again? That was police chief, man, from Michigan. And I think on the news today, his son is actually was arrested, you know, a few days ago, last week or something like that, for the murder of his 3-year-old stepson. And he beat the son, you know, with a belt buckle or something while the girlfriend was asleep. And the baby ended up dying from a result of the injuries. And, yeah, man, his father is a police chief, and when they arrested him, he had weed on him and shit, man. So, you know, it's obviously, you know, they got to be breaking down in court and shit because, you know, I'm going to tell y'all something. I don't know if y'all ever, especially y'all black people, you know, they say one out of four of us will see the penitentiary system at some point in our life. So those of us that have seen the penitentiary system at one point, know this very well. The jail, the prison society, man, jail society don't really tolerate crimes committed to kids and done to kids and shit like that, man.
Not at all. They If you think you ain't finna be the victim, guess what?
Fact.
Bubba,
you do something to a child. You hurt a child, molest a child, man, you got, he's a target on your back. When motherfuckers find out, when that word go around, and where to be, of course, that motherfuckers ask you, they gonna always say something else. I mean, here for something else. Especially the little frail white boys and shit. They'll tell you they in there for arson or some fuck shit like that. But you know when motherfuckers find out when you go to court.
They find out before that because guess what? Police chief or not, son, it ain't gonna matter. Word and travel. You think it ain't a, you think it ain't, it's TVs in there.
But it really, you know, it really court that get a motherfucker when they want to go to court early in the morning. Y'all get back in there. Motherfuckers go to Wisp, man, that motherfucker, yeah. They'll say them over there, child, goddamn child molestation, man. Like, he done, he's a three-year-old child with a belt buckle or some shit. You feel what I'm saying? Now, they whispering his by your ass. Soon as you get back to the yard, or y'all get out, you know what I'm saying, back in your dorm, they on that ass. So, salute to that young man.
That's,
you know,
your ass, Mr. Postman.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not in position to wish no harm or cast judgment on nobody. But, hey, man, them hands you dealt, man. You're going to have to lay in that bed, brother, and lay in it comfortably. Very unfortunate. Because for you to be, let me tell you something, like, we done been angry and whooped some kids ass, 3 years old and all. But for you to whoop that child in a manner that the child dies and you hitting the motherfucker with the belt buckle, a 3-year-old, oh, nah, man, ain't really nothing you can say about you wasn't in your right. There's no sympathy for you at this point. So all them tears and shit, his little white ass is throwing up in that courtroom, that shit is out the door, bro.
Well, them little kids, man, that shit, really, that bullshit you can keep. That, I'm sorry that it happened. Hold up. I'm going to put this out there like this. Now, granted, I probably done been popped across the head with a belt buckle once or twice.
Right.
Yeah, maybe even an iron board. Yeah, picking on
how
old I was.
That's
off the iron.
I said, I'm black, man. I don't shit. I've been hit with all kind of shit.
Now, I only say that to say this. Granted, the loss of a life is always, you know, hey, that's something that's just it. Like a loss of life is life, because granted we're here when we're gone, but to have it happen early, that's not a good thing, because you never know what the potential of that child could have been.
Tracks.
And see, like, when I say that, you never know. I mean, you can grow up to be he could have grown up to be the president. He could have grown up to be what's the cat name there? Hitler. You never know.
Yeah.
But granted, I mean, life is still life. It's precious no matter how you look at it. Whether you're going to be an evil asshole or you're going to be a good person, I mean, you don't know. So we don't know what that child's potential could have been.
That's true.
And
we don't, you know.
That we'll never get to know.
That's real.
Oh, because you got mad. Mm-hmm.
That shit's crazy, man. A child can't do nothing to me, man. You don't have a connect. You can hurt a child like that, man. You missing a soul, man. I'm just being real.
Granted, and you know what? As parents, it's known that kids will work your nerve to the point to where you may lose yourself and catch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I know that to happen. I've watched my mom catch herself plenty of times. And then sit there and then But granted, you know what? I ain't saying I was the best child. I ain't saying I was the worst child. I was a child. I was outside playing, rock throwing, go-kart driving, squirrel shooting.
You know what I mean?
Child. Hey, that was
rock
me.
Rock throwing, hide and go get. Got
yo.
Sorry.
I mean, you know, of course that was.
Hey, man, I was a managed little fucker.
I wasn't never no spin the bottle type cat. Nah.
Yeah, man.
What we drinking on?
I was in the.
Okay, cool.
I was just hard, though. With that said, let me jump in there. Let me do this real quick. Speaking of art, families. Expose an exhibition of art and anatomy, March 24th, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. We're talking about live art, live music. They're going to be custom buffet, crafts, and cocktails available. Featuring reputable local vendors for vending info, artist sign-in, contact Chef C-E-G-O-B-E-R-E-N at gmail.com. Chef, CEGOBERN at gmail.com. Advanced tickets are $10. And, search expose on eventbrite.com. And also, there'll be $15 at the door, family. And also, find more information on where to be located at. It's at the Art House Grant Park. That's at ArtHausGrant Park. Be on Twitter, Instagram, located at 332 Ormond Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30315. One more again, that's the expose and the exhibition of art and anatomy, March 24th, 5 to 11 p.m. Fuck, we're hosted by at P Chef ATL and at Jersey Mulan. Again, a beautiful queen, P Chef ATL and at Jersey Mulan. Also follow them, man. They got more awesome things going on, but y'all make sure y'all be. I'm Dane Verdict definitely gonna be in the building for this one.
Yeah.
No question, bro. Yeah, Lord, you said it great, bro. I just had to plug my sister in. I'm really waiting to see these nice little cocktails with beautiful women in body paint. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now look, why you want to just say art? You're going to get me in trouble.
It's art, right? Isn't it art?
Well, yes, it is. But it's how you look at it. I mean, my fault, not how you look at it. Wrong choice of words.
Yeah.
Slip of the tongue. It happens sometimes.
Yeah, it do.
Yeah. So, I can't wait. I'm most definitely be in the building. Body cam, though.
Yeah, man. That'd be a great thing, man. A great, you know, great thing. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Hey, but it's something new. I suggest that everybody try something new.
No
matter what it is. I mean, hey, look, you ain't never been to the zoo, go to the zoo. If you ain't never been to the library downtown, not the one that's in your local neighborhood, talk about the one downtown. Hey, go to the Capitol. How many people have been to the Capitol? Yeah, even if you just walk in there and walk through it, check it out. Try something new. We in Atlanta. I know a ton of people that still ain't been outside of 285. Not because you're stuck physically. Your mind just messed up. That's too far. I can't really. But you'll drive in your neighborhood 3 hours, a full work day driving around your neighborhood with 8 hours of driving, but you're scared to drive into another county. That's your mindset.
Yeah.
And
so
we
look,
here.
Speaking of while we're here. Ladies and gentlemen, we in this building, right? Tonight, and we're going to keep it going. I ain't even worried about it right now. I done disconnected my switchboard and all kind of shit I done did over here. It's all good because we still here.
But we here tonight, man. Consistent season, family. We done made it, y'all. January 29th, 2018. The IRS is open. Time for micro braids and the kids getting J's, baby. What y'all know about it, man? It's tax season. This is Christmas in the black community, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's how I go. Time to fuck your money up and set you back another year.
Very interesting, right? When I first, made the flyer and threw it out about tonight's show, I got into a funny conversation, very interesting debate with a particular female about, tonight's show and where the flyer was at, the thing when I think I ended up striking a nerve. Her response to seeing the flyer was like, y'all can't, when people work all year for their money, they do what they want to do with their money, and things like that. And all I was saying, because I think by seeing, like, what I put on the flyer was like, the depiction of the chick getting the butt shot. You know what I mean? And it's a three-part picture depiction where it's like return foul. She's just standing in the mirror with a flat ass. Return accepted with her in the middle picture where she went to the doctor and got measured. And then return sent where she got the ass shot, bigger ass. There's another four-part picture collage on there about, it's a picture of a model bus. It says January. Then the second one, it says February, is a picture of a tax office. And then the third picture is a picture of a new car in March. And then in April, there's a picture of that same car on the tow truck getting repoed.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And then there's, it's also an image on there, where the caption is like, black people about to receive thousands in tax refunds. And they're going to do what they do best, just be consumers. Which is a fact, because it's a known fact that we spend 95% of our income with other races in other places. I mean, it goes out. That's whether it's going to Walmart, whether it's going to the white man, whether it's going to the Arabs, whether it's going to the Chinaman. But it's not going to black people at all, unless he's selling weed or some dope or some shit like that. But even that's still going to the white man, right?
Hey, you know what? Boy, this is the perfect time to own a liquor store. It's the truth, though.
That's fucked up. Because, see, a piece of that even goes to the white man. It's kind of no way around this system. They got the monopoly set up. But anyway, stand on top. So the young lady was saying to me, I just don't like, I'm like, what's the issue? I'm not, unless you feel guilty about something, I'm not particularly talking about you. I'm talking about the black masses of people. My point of tonight's show was just to really point out and have the dialogue that, us as a mass of people, we don't invest our money wisely. Especially, we get these other communities, people. I'm going to say other communities because I don't want to seem like a racist or no shit like that. Other communities look forward to us getting our tax money more than we do. We keep this this America's economy afloat, family. And I was only simply saying that we don't invest our money wisely in the things that actually matter. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Her response was, but people work all year long, for their money. That's their money when they get. They ought to be able to spend it when they want to. Now, that response in itself is justifying the mentality of exactly what I'm talking about. Now, what you're saying is, I work all year long. This is my money I just received back, right? I should be able to go fuck it up and blow it on whatever I blow it on. But see, that's going to put you in the same boat.
True.
You feel what I'm saying? That is correct. That is true. You are entirely correct. All I'm saying, wouldn't it be more counterproductive to invest that money invest that money into something that's you know, more feasible, or you know, some, you know what I mean, that can last long term. 939, how you doing tonight?
Like some micro braids.
Say it again.
I said like some micro braids. Something that's gonna last a long time.
Yeah, but see that's it. But thing that women do. You feel what I'm saying? I'm gonna throw something out there.
Let me hit you with this right quick. Let me hit you with this right quick.
Okay. Go ahead.
A nice paint job on that car that you didn't buy.
You feel me?
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rims on a car that you don't own.
Exactly. Hold up. The all time biggest lie of all. Yeah, I just bought this car. And then around January, February, March, April, May, around May, man, I'm falling behind on this payment. Didn't you buy this car?
Yeah.
That was a bad investment.
And you know, that's all I was trying to explain, you know, just, you know, over the dollar saying that us as a mass of people, you know, we don't invest our money wisely like other cultures of people do. You see what I'm saying?
Actually,
and
she
you know
said
what? Then. Go ahead.
I take that back. We do. We do invest our money wisely, but it's only the few. You got to think about the few that then actually got the money, and then, of course, you know, they go through the motions of messing up the money because you never had money like that before. But if you're an older person, and I'm not even saying like older. If you're in your 30s or your 40s and you like a rapper or something, and you know you didn't got your money up, and okay, now you're per se learning the game. You're new to the new game. You got to let them old games go. But you know what strikes me as being funny is the fact that okay, if you in your 30s and your 40s, and you have kids, and you're getting money back. Then you create a cycle to where you could have broke it, but you just chose not to. Because granted, look, in the course of those years, let's say, look, you got three kids. You getting $10,000 back or $9,000 or whatever the hell you get. You're getting a couple of thousand back. Why not put a couple of thousand up every year instead of being complaining at some point during the year talking about, I ain't got it. I got to do this. I hate this job. Well, if you hate it so much, why don't you do something to uplift you up out of the slump that you're in?
Exactly. Because, see, there's such a need. We have such a craving, right, to be seen. We need approval from other people. That's the point of, I'm so serious, that's the point of the micro braids and the new car every year. And if I see one more woman with an $800 iPhone checking your food stamp balance, I'm going to go crazy.
Woo! Hold up. Throw some Ric Flair on that.
Woo! Man, y'all licking my goddamn switchboard ain't working. I tell you, look, y'all ain't going to like the night. I'm serious. The night ain't going to be good. I'm
going to
get a lot of backlash. I'm going to get a lot of backlash for coming
at this
tonight.
Point. Oh, there's going to be plenty of victims tonight.
But look, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, I'm going to throw some shit out there, right? And then, okay, look, let me keep going. Now, her response to me then when I said that was, she was like, well, black people don't have no money. People don't have no money to invest. You know, kind of like what you were just saying. Are you almost rappers and shit like that, dude? I'm like, that's not exactly true. How many of us actually explore opportunities? When the last time, I asked her, that can't be exactly true. When the last time you actually Googled, what can I invest my money in? Type those words into Google.
Hell,
you know what I mean?
But see, look, what I just explained a lot, because that's on a small scale or a big scale. You're a rapper. You learning how to do it on a bigger scale. If you just the average person getting a couple of grand back, you know, okay, you doing it on a smaller scale, but you invest. You put your money up. Granted, you ain't got to do all this at one time. Hell, if you save a dollar a day for the whole year, you got $365 at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna help
his account.
Fact. Even if not, yeah, right? Watch this. Watch this. You can do something for the kids. Watch this. I'm gonna throw some example out because I don't just get the vein verter family. So I'm not just throwing shit out there without having some facts or anything to back it up. Example, right? So many of our women in our culture, they like to have these extravagant one-year-old birthday parties, right? For kids that brain's not even developed enough for them to remember this one-year-old birthday party. That's a scientific fact. So when you go out and have these $300, $400, $500 Dollar McStuffin and Spider-Man birthday party with the bouncers and shit, you throwing this money away, that's for you and not for that child. Let's try this one out. I'm going to throw something out there. Today I was looking at it because I was saying, like, damn, since I'm talking to these people about, you know, where to invest their money in, do something that I started looking into, which is the stock and stock exchange and things like that. Mother like, man, I don't know that about no goddamn stock. That's because you never even took the time out. It's very simple, Sam. You got three main trades you can go through. Two ones that I like myself for sure that I recommend, Ameritrade and E-Trade. You can buy a stock. Let's say a company like what you use every day, social media, like Twitter. Twitter's right now, how you do understand how the stock works, you can Google what's Twitter's outstanding shares. They're going to show that 544.1 million, selling at $19.36 a share. I'm not that talented. I don't have a calculator in front of me. So that was $19.36 times 544.1 million. That's what Twitter's worth is. That's in the billions, like a motherfucker. I know that much. I'm sure of it. But you can own a share of Twitter for $19.36. I'm going to translate it, make it in layman terms. Say there was a big ass cake that was Twitter, a cake of Twitter. You can cut 544 million pieces times $19.36 a piece. You buy you 25 shares in Twitter, that same one-year-old birthday party for that one-year-old child. That's what, 25 shares, 1936, about $503. Same amount you finna spend for this party for this child, and that ain't gonna remember. Imagine by the time that same one-year-old get 18, and just leave it, don't touch it. You know how much accumulated wealth that is, something you did for that child? Just little shit like that. You can do these type of little things. You can buy one, either $500 for 25 shares or one share and let it accumulate. Imagine if you did that like every month, $20, instead of going to spend that $20 on some bullshit. I buy another share. Looking now, you're looking at other stocks. Facebook is $105 a share. We spend that on bullshit. Instead of saying this time, you know what, instead of paying $250 for the micro break, I just pay $50, get my shit pressed and relaxed, and put the other two in some investment, invest in something.
Nah. I got one for you. And you can trip out on this with me, because I'm really laughing inside. Why is a three-year-old having a birthday party at Topgolf?
That, see what I'm saying? That type of shit, bro.
I'm finna send it over to you. This is the crazy, wow. At Topgolf. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean, man. And I come in like my brother, Young Dolph, right? I come in his brother, you know, and I don't, you know, I'm gonna be honest. I don't really rock with his music at all, but I saw a particular video that interview that he did recently. Matter of fact, he was on the Breakfast Club, matter of fact, probably a couple of months back now.
That's
you
right.
know, but it was after he got shot or whatever. And, you know, he was saying, you know, they asked him what he doing different now, where is his mentality at now, and the brother said one of the smartest things, it's something else people can look into talking about investing or whatever, right? The brother, like, he's not buying no more chains, no more out of a car. He got a car that can't ever run out of the goddamn time. But he ain't buying no more cars. He ain't buying no more jewelry, none of that shit. He was tricking on the females. He said he has a six-year-old son. What he doing every year now, instead of buying all these jewelry and shit, every year for that son's birthday, he's buying his son a house. He's buying himself a house. He's going to do this every year till his son turns 18. By the time that boy turns 18, he has a real estate company. Effortless.
Yep.
That's dope. You see what I'm saying? So I said the same scenario to the young lady I was having a conversation with about a bit. Now, at this point, she's starting to get it. Now she's not arguing. Now she's listening. So, but at this point, I like, now imagine you get a collective group of females. But you getting, bitch, you getting 8-9, you getting 5-6, you getting 9-9. Fuck this. All of us throw up 15. Now we're a real estate company.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, why we can't pull together and do that and buy back your fucking community?
Nope. Not going to happen. That all that sounds good, but it's not going to happen. Because you know what?
You can't. It's not going to happen. If like-minded people join in, anybody can do it.
Yeah, anybody can do it, but see, this is the reason why I say that it's not going to happen. So, okay, how many people are willing to help each other out? And then, okay, granted, if you find that few that's willing to help each other out, then let's say money becomes involved. Money is the root of all evil. That's how shit gets started. Oh, shit, here we go, down this road. You can't have more than me. Here come the jealousy thing.
But see, granted, so many communities.
Hold on. What you do with your money, what you do with your percentage of the money is what you do. Whether you make great investments or on one end or you tricked off on the other. Okay. But then somebody's gonna be low. We're partners. Can I make a loan? Hey, look, okay. We can all walk down that road because guess what? There's one in every family that didn't had it, was trying to get, was doing good, fell off. Now you're looking at them like, look, man, I can't even loan you no money. Why? I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, it would be, all these are great thoughts, but it's going to take a lot for it to happen.
But if you enter into it with saying, yeah, that's not going to happen, then it's going to continue to not happen. You
that's
have to
fact.
Change
that's
your words.
Like,
you have to change your words,
right,
to change your actions and to set the example. So you might have only two people that you know that has that same mindset, that's willing to put in and whatnot. You stick with those two people.
Fact. And then what's going to happen? Two more people.
How you
gonna
leave everybody else out? Granted, that's what I do. I stick with the people with the same mindset as me, or somebody with a greater mindset than me. Because guess what? I'm learning. We're learning from each other. But see, at the same time, you just said, okay, hey. I mean, granted, it is what it is. I stick with my circle, and I create my circle. And hey, look. I say that
Hold on. Because see, this is what happened earlier when I was having a conversation with the young lady. Now, don't make it personal. It's not about
personal.
You. I'm talking about us as a masses of people. You feel me?
Right.
Now, I agree with what she said, but like you said, you're right. That's just a thought. Everything starts with a thought. So why don't you and them good two you got, then two more gonna see the shit working for y'all, and they'll start. We'll take it. We'll take it out of threes. That's fine. It don't have to be a team of 10 or the 10,000 we would like. You see what I'm saying?
If we keep
let three,
the idea,
you know what I'm saying?
If we keep the idea and the mindset that we want everybody to join in at once, we're never going to move forward and to accomplish those things. because we're waiting on the thousands and the hundreds to come in. You have to, sometimes you have to show a person. You have to be that example. You learners. And unfortunately, within our community, like the young lady said earlier, we have a lot more visual examples of people not succeeding than we have those visual examples of our own people succeeding. One of my daughters is on the track team, and I was talking to one of the other parents at the practice, and he was saying that how he noticed it was like a small little shopping plaza. The whole plaza was empty, and he noticed that a group of Chinese people, they came in, they bought or rented one of the, like, storefronts in that plaza. And I think he said they started, they opened up a chiropractor's office. The daughter, she was a doctor. So they opened up her office, and she started booming. And, of course, they referred all the people to that. That office took off. Then they just space in that office park, and they opened up a restaurant, and so, and they continued to go, and then before you knew it, they had the entire retail space. But we can't seem to do that because we're always sitting there pointing the finger on, well, they won't join in, and they won't do this, and they won't do that. If you got to start small, then start small. That has nothing to do with leaving people out. Your responsibility at that point is to present the idea.
And leave people out.
That's not leaving people out. You present
No. I'm saying you have to leave people out. Granted, you have to do that sometimes.
If you have
to step away.
If you know somebody, if you know a person is attached to a negative energy, there is no point in that moment. Because they have to come to terms and do their own self-reflection. If you like, you know it. You don't have to control it. You just got to, all right, well, I'm going to bigger and better things, not just for myself, but for my children and my children's idea about, you know, with the birthday party. The birthday party, okay, well, I got 2-5 shares in it. I love that. You're setting them up for their future. You're setting them up with a business before they even touch their foot on the ground. Really, I love that idea, but we can't continue to sit and wait, talk about what everybody else is not doing and what they won't do this and they won't do that, because we'll never progress. And that is how the system is set up for us to stay on this little mouse wheel and keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and not getting anything accomplished.
Hey, and we just getting surpassed as a people. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I agree with what you just said to the fullest. I agree with that. But, sorry, I got to throw a butt in there.
Come on in.
I'm not even going to throw a butt in there. I'm going to let this ride because I feel it. I feel what's going to happen
is. You're such a fucking conservative, bro. You been I didn't even notice that about you probably till tonight. You're a conservative, man. You've been conservative all these years.
Hey, I sit back, I watch, and I analyze, and then when it's time for me to say what I need to say, trust me, I don't hold back on what I need to say. But, see, at the same time, I know this. The reason why I'm finna be quiet for a moment is because I know what's finna come next. Now I'm gonna let this next conversation come on out. So be ready for it. Cause like I said, I sit back and I analyze, and I'm constantly thinking. I pride myself on constantly evolving. I don't like being stuck.
See,
so
that's what I'm saying
with the conversation.
But you think, okay, but at the same time, right, you don't think we can evolve. You don't think, like, but see, that's what this is. Like, you know what I mean? Because something that's said tonight, somebody might get the inclination, like, you know what, damn, that is a good idea. Somebody could take something from this and make some shit happen.
No, you know what, believe it or not, somebody is going to take something from this and make shit happen. I have no doubt about that. That's never been said that that's not going to happen. Now, that's the purpose of this.
I damn sure want my advisory. If anybody listen to do good start up.
And that's why I said, that, look, a lot of people are going to take what's being said tonight and put some thought into it. Because, it's real. I mean, but if you ain't never thought about it, guess what? You're thinking about it now.
That's a fact, man. Ain't you tired of doing the same shit? That's what I'm saying. Don't y'all, we all want something, you know what I mean, for our kids, for real, man. Ain't we tired of working jobs for 20 years and not owning the company when we leave that motherfucker? Y'all ain't tired of that? Because that's what they do. That's what everybody else do. We got to get in that mindset, man. Stop being consumers and be producers. That's the move for 2018. I think I'm running with that hashtag from now on the rest of the year. It's the year. Stop being consumers and be producers.
You know what? I got another hashtag you can run with. God dang, black people. I mean, granted, you know, I'm with it too. Stop looking for the fucking hookup.
Stop doing with popping. There are black shoe companies.
You
just
know
don't
what?
Know.
We will ask our own people for a hookup and a discount till you can't ask for it no more, or we expect for our own people to provide their services to us for free, but we will not go to anybody else and ask them or try to talk them down at their prices services.
And it's just like this. It's just like this. Okay. Granted, I gotta play your card on this, because granted, if I'm I own my own company and stuff, and I go do business, and I provide a quote. I provide that quote, I'm always getting hit with, and this is crazy, because I bet you, well, hell, white people don't even have to say it, but granted, black people will be like, so, here's the quote. You want all this grand, amazing stuff done? And here's a quote. Well, you know, talk to you later. Here come that brother shit. Brother, can you it is with it. No, but hold up, at the same time, I'm just throwing this out there because I'm tired of this shit. If a white person come in and be like, well, here it is. Okay. Really?
So are you willing to commit yourself? Even though we said, because I want us to say this shit and not be guilty of it at the same time. Are you willing to commit for the rest of 2018 to say I'm not shopping with nobody else but my people?
Hell no.
This nigga here.
I hear you. That shit. Like, hey. The hell
God
I look like?
Damn,
hey.
See, that's why I leave with you, Boswell. All right. So, I guess, let's recap. What did we learn today, I guess? Nigga said, hell no. It went different in my head, I'm telling you. It went different in my head, I promise.
All right, you know what? And like I say,
you don't want to just say you got an entertainment? No. All right.
No. Nope. Nope. Not at all. Look,
that's your viral moment tomorrow, bro. I ain't bullshit. That's your viral moment.
Look, I'm willing to do my part, but I'm just saying this. Hey,
Okay. Well, how about this? Here's baby steps. Are you willing to at least say for 2018 that you are willing to be more supportive?
Yes. I said yes.
Yes? Okay.
I'll be more supportive than I was last year.
Dare I ask this question?
Go on and shoot.
Boy, define more supportive, Six, if you don't mind.
Okay. Actually being diligent and actually looking for Black-owned businesses to support. Like, and if you find out or hear about a Black-owned business, support them. It's just that simple.
Okay, if I hear about it, If I hear about it, yes. I'll put more effort into supporting that business.
Like, here's an example. There are a lot of Black farmers here in Georgia.
There are a lot
of pop-up markets that I go that I like to go to, especially like in the spring. As soon as in the winter, beginning of spring, that's when they start popping up, and it's the local farmers. Would you be willing to go to those places? Or there's a place, I think it's in East Point. It's a Black-owned grocery store. All she has is produce in there, and she grows everything, but it's Black-owned. Isn't there a Black-owned grocery store somewhere in Atlanta? I'm willing to make those steps.
Yeah, I'll go support them because we're talking about my food. I love to eat.
Well, that's an example. Or what about, what is that? It's the company We Buy Black, and they have, you know, a Black-owned laundry company that makes laundry detergent. There's a Black-owned company for toilet paper. Like, are you willing to take those steps to be more supportive?
Well,
and then once you find out about a Black-owned company, are you willing to share their information through your social media platforms into your actual personal go ahead.
You have a lot of ands in here. Come on with it. I'm rocking with you, but come on now, cause you and these ands. Yeah, come on with the ands. Got these damn
ands.
Add
you made a valid point. A lot of hookups. So that means, are you willing to make it through 2018 without looking for hookups?
Hell no. I need my hookup. Man, look, okay, granted, you know what? I'm going to tell you what. I will do this. Now, I'll support Black-owned businesses. Now, let me ask you a question. Is it a Black-owned business that I can get a 50-inch screen TV for $150? You think I'm not going to support that?
Wow. What if it's regular price like Walmart charge, bro? Like,
right, because that's attached to the hookup. And it's probably
you're going to go to Walmart. Because Walmart ain't giving you no deals. You know what I'm saying? They already, the deal already
right.
in place.
No, I mean, granted, put it like this. If Walmart is selling a TV for $200, and then I find a Black-owned store that's selling the same TV for $200, I'll take my money there and shop with it. Because granted, I'm gonna tell you what, I'm an American
Watch
too.
This. How much you willing to risk for this? How much you willing to risk for this? So watch this, right? Black-owned grocery store. You can go to a grocery store near your location, whatever the Kroger or whatever the fuck it is, or a Black-owned grocery store, but it's about an extra 15, 20 minutes or 15 or 20 miles away from you. Would you go to that store?
Do they have fresh produce?
Huh?
Do they have fresh produce?
Of course. It's all fresh grown.
Okay, well,
no MSG, no hormones in it. It's grown with enriched soil. No pesticides.
I would definitely go support them. I would have no problem doing it.
I have a good one.
Y'all trying me. Y'all trying to hell. Y'all trying to catch me.
My bad. My bad. They got you on the high seat like a motherfucker. Ah ha!
I have a good one.
Okay, what's your good one? Charter schools. Okay, gotcha.
Right. Okay, so charter schools are independently owned.
Yeah.
And, yes, they're independently owned, and they barely get any funding from that actual school district that they're in. Open to the idea of taking your children and looking at Black-owned charter schools that have an immaculate academic program. But they don't necessarily get all the perks, I guess you would say, or the free stuff that you get for these federally funded public schools that really aren't putting their best foot forward when it comes down to our education for our children.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put it plain and simple. You get, okay, if the school have an A1, an A+1 rating,
mm-hmm.
and my kids are getting the education that I think they deserve, because granted, I don't think public school does it. They do it, but the classrooms are too full. The teachers are slacking off. There's a lot of variables in that I hold everybody accountable for, including myself. I choose the schools that my kids go to.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, we all know as Black people that we all want our kids to go to great schools, the best schools out there. You want them to learn the education, not this bullshit they teaching. And if your child went to,
real education, like robotics,
yeah,
STEM.
I'm talking about a real education. Yeah.
Agriculture, mathematics, technology.
Why
all those things.
Yeah, I got a problem with this now. Why the kids aren't learning the things that we learn? Why we don't have a wood shop or a home ec class or a computer science class? Well, they probably got a computer science class, but it ain't
I know the answer to that. Because the idea is not for you to be a producer. Ideas for you to grow up and
it's
be a slave. I shouldn't have said slave. You're going to say something else. Use the word you were going to use. It might be softer.
I
shouldn't have cut you off anyway. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know what? Granted, okay, look, even writing code, the term master and slave. Numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, it's there. So if there's a,
mm-hmm.
a TV program has a code, you have the oh, hold on. I'm going to see if people actually know this. When you're recording an album, somebody has the masters.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you a lot of people, they like, wow, I get it now.
Cause
you should have been
got it. With Kobe, it's all about.
I didn't catch that.
The example you use with Cody, all about commands. You give the command and the system follows the command. That's what it is.
Facts.
Hold up. How are you going to follow a fucked up code? Because apparently we already had a code. But somebody.
But it wouldn't matter if it's
code.
The code. It's the
yeah.
code. Fucked up or not. Everybody following it.
No, how we start
yep.
out with a good code and then run with a fucked up code. What virus came and took over and was like, hey, well, this is the new code. This is what we going by now. The hell with the old code.
Well, I think this code has always been the same. It just slowly progressed and turned into other things. So, and I think, you know, it always been that. Now, think about it. Slavery where it was. I'm in here talking about stocks and shit with us to get us out of a slave mentality when slave was the first stock in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We were the first stock in change. There were Black people lined up along Wall Street.
Okay, granted, true. But at the same time, slavery runs it, helped the word slave. What about employer employees?
Well, yeah, No, same shit.
I'm just, hey, however you want to go with it.
So the suffix ER means that you are the person to distribute, or you're distributing, you're giving it out, right?
That's true.
The suffix with the double E is you are receiving. So it goes along with just what you said with the employer and the employee. The employer is the one who gives out the directives and the this and the that and the rules and all of that. And the employee is the one who takes everything in and they follow it.
So therefore, we have an all-time basis of slavery.
Yeah. And just progress. So, like,
no matter how you look at it.
So, but my point was, like, just as we've always, that's always been the code. Black people are money. We're stock in this country. That's why it's not a surprise. And nothing, that code hasn't changed. It's only progressed. It's made, shit might look like freedom and civil rights, but it's not. Again, we don't own and control anything. We're the slaves that keep this system going. And one of the main ways to do it is through religion, education, and taxation. Tonight, we try to eliminate that part.
Well,
because it's all one beautiful system, family. And the course of this whole thing. And let's try to kick the cord out of the system, man. See if we can shape, maybe reshape our narrative one time by making 2018 that. Hashtag, let's stop being consumers, let's start being producers. Come up with some plans, sit out, you know what I mean? Work some stuff, sort some things out. See, can we pool our resources together? What you do over there? It's what I do over here. We can put two and two together and do these things together right here. Make something happen for everybody, man. So it's a lot going on out here. It's a big world. And just waiting, it's a big pussy just waiting to get fucked. Sorry. I could have.
I said you had to get me on my
man. My bad. I was on a roll. I was on a roll.
But I'm with you, though. I got you. Hey, look. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. This episode is being brought to you by www.coltdripping.com. Long live everything. Suns is already up. Relaunch. Go check them out for streetwear, apparel, and more. Once you get you some of that good gift from coltdripping.com, go over to Atlanta Custom Apparel, good vinyl sublimate, green print, more. Stay tuned. Y'all catch the Blog Talk Radio Vang Vang shirts coming real soon. We're going to hit y'all with that. Atlanta Custom Apparel open Sunday through Thursday, 12 to 7, Friday to Saturday, and open 8 o'clock, 1130 Euclid Avenue, 30307. My brother, B-Mo Ben, fuck with him on iTunes. Also at Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Logo designs, fly designs, brochure designs, book designs, editing, and more, all of the above. We talking about black-owned businesses. We talking about good food, good groceries. You want you something good to eat? Y'all better go to Blue Seas Express and Catering, located at 890 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314 Atlanta, Georgia. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 12 to 10 on Sundays, 12 to 5. All them great, delicious, all that good bakery, good fruits, produce, and vegetables. All that's coming from another black-owned business, Yo Supermarket, located right up the street at 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard. Family. Conform not and eat not the way of the devil, but eat the good things of the earth. And let your footsteps guide you, and you can follow me down to 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314. Make sure you follow the Vang Verdict podcast everywhere, on Facebook at the Vang Verdict, Twitter at the Vang Verdict, Instagram the_Vang_Verdict. I'm nobody but Pimp Black. Who that over there?
It's six.
That's what's up, Ms. Boudreaux. Thank you for calling in. Been another rendition of the Vang Verdict. We're going to catch y'all again this week. Wait a minute. I'm tripping. Trap the series, family. Trap the series. If y'all ain't watched it yet, you sleep. Make sure you go and check it out on YouTube.com. Type in Trap the Series. episode 201, 202, or 203 that's about to drop in the day now. Matter of fact, in a moment now, stay tuned because I might be doing it tonight myself, other than their family. Been great conversation. Hashtag. Y'all put them hashtags out there. Share that everywhere, family. This year, 2018, we going to be producers and not consumers. Until then, catch y'all next round, family.
All right.